The mining sector has taken a knock. That's as production fell 9.3% year on year in March. And the print, of course, coming as industry players gather at the mining Indaba in Cape Town to unpack some of the challenges they are facing, as well as discuss investment opportunities for the sector. And joining me to share his take on the Indaba as it draws it to a close is mining analyst at Emergence Corporate Solutions, Peter Major. Thank you so much for your time, Peter. Peter, on a scale of 1 to 6, where would you place this year mining Indaba, the first in-person one in 2 years?
Oh, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's got to be an 8 plus. You know, wow. It was lacking a couple things, but when you think they've come out of 2.5 years of limbo, it was really good. I think there were not as many as investors as we've seen before. Big shortage of investors, and there's a big shortage of new small mining companies, non-listed mining companies. But we have to give it an 8+ because they did such a good job putting it on. It was so professional. Everybody was so happy, glad to be there, glad to see it was back. And there were actually two Indabas. There's the big Indaba, and then there's the 1-to-1 Indaba up behind the Mount Nelson. And both Indabas are now owned by a new owner. And so it was kind of the new owner's first stab at mining Indabas. The new owners don't know mining, but they've got some good guys working for them that already told me all the plans they've got for coming back in February. So I think February's is going to be a 10 for 10.
Peter, you say some very interesting things there, that there weren't as many investors that we'd seen in previous years, and also there was a shortage of new miners on the scene. This shortage of new miners on the scene, what does it speak to? Do you maybe think it speaks to maybe barriers when it comes to entry?
Yes. And, you know, barriers can be different kinds.
Yeah.
You don't have to erect a roadblock with flashing lights and signs that says stay away, although that's what a lot of our policy and legislation does. You know, sometimes you can have a big ditch in the road that was washed out by water. And we have ditches like that here. We have Eskom, we have Transnet, we have Zama Zamas, we have a lot of crime. Why weren't there so many new companies? When we see our DMR admitting they have a backlog of 4,500 licenses, I will bet you out of those 4,500 licenses, there's at least 500 companies, you know, let's say 10 for one. Let's say each company has 10 licenses. And I don't have any clients who have 10 licenses, but I have clients who have 4 and 5. So let's say 1 out of 10 is a company. That's 500 companies waiting for a license. So it's hard for those companies to go to the market, to go to the Indaba and say, hey, we're looking for an investor. We've got this silver mine, this lead zinc mine, this copper mine, because investors, the first question they ask you is, how's your license standing? Is it granted? Is it a mining license or a prospecting? How long have you got to run? And so we're trying to weigh up, why weren't there so many investors here? And that's the only big reason we can come up with is there weren't as many investors because there weren't as many projects.
Yeah.
Most of the companies that I sat on panels for, they were already listed and they weren't asking for money. So we were even asking them, well, then why are you here? Yeah, we need more companies asking for money, and I think that will bring more investors, as will positive changes on policy, legislation, actions. If this government can do a few actions like its neighbors north of us, that will definitely bring in more investors.
You know, Peter, for the mining sector to make good progress, I feel like the machine of the public-private partnership, you know, really has to be well-oiled. And you actually spoke about the challenges that we face with Eskom and Transnet that are still holding the mining sector back. What do they have to say for themselves? I mean, we know that Transnet has declared force majeure. The coal miners have had really, really deep problems with them. And Eskom, of course, continues to hamper economic growth. What do they have to say for themselves?
Look, we have to try to be fair. You have to be fair to make progress. You have to be honest. I think anyone who's been at Eskom or Transnet the last 12 months, they have my sympathy. You know, they have my empathy. Anyone who's been there for the last 5 or 10 years, I would look really hard at what were you doing there? You know, what were you doing there the last 15 years? And maybe there are some people really trying. I'm sure there are people trying. And how about the people that aren't there? I would look hardest at the people who were there the last 10, 15 years, but weren't there last year. Mm. You know, this damage was done premeditated. It was concerted. It was not accidental damage. There was massive damage done at our peristaltles. And those individuals know who they are. We know who they are. The press here has done a very good job of identifying them. The media and the press, they've got wings and halos in my view. And I know they make mistakes. They get things wrong. But if you compare what our media and press get wrong with what they get right, it's insignificant what they get wrong. So those two institutions, literally, you almost have to go back to zero-based budgeting, probably zero-based operation. You almost have to get rid of everybody there and rehire through meritocracy and a panel to make sure everybody there is with you. Look at Lee Iacocca. When he took over Chrysler, it was in flames. It was nothing like our peristaltles. He had to fire 24 out of 27 vice presidents. He said, I didn't have time to make friends. I didn't have time to find out who's good and bad. I had to bring in guys that I knew were good.
So, Peter, you're suggesting a complete overhaul.
That's what they need, and that needs the full support of the government. It needs the full support of the population to overhaul those.
Well, Peter, we've been talking and talking and talking, and hopefully very soon we are going to start to see implementation. Quite encouraged by the score that you gave the money in Daba this year, 8.5 out of 10. We will definitely be exploring some of the details, of course, as time goes by. Thank you very much for your time, Peter. That was mining analyst at Mergence Corporate Solutions, Peter Major.